Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, for the first time in more than 20 years, last week, the United States hosted the World Meat Congress in Dallas, Texas. It's a biannual event, and this year's theme was trusting in trade, certainly one of the bigger ag headlines of the year. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says trade is still critically important to U.S. farmers and ranchers who can't afford to have trade with key partners disrupted. Perdue spoke last week at the World Meat Congress, and on that same day, the U.S. announced it was ending exemptions of steel and aluminum tariffs for Mexico and Canada, along with the European Union. And the secretary said the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have too much in common to allow a trade disruption.
NAFTA has been generally good for agriculture in most aspects. There are a few maybe that have not fared as well. But we need to make sure that we have equivalency in food safety, sanitary, phytosanitary issues, and then let our producers compete. I'm all in favor of reciprocal trade type agreements. Certainly, we want to open our borders for products, but we want those other borders to be open as well.
But he did concede there are hurdles ahead, like Mexico's July elections and our own fall U.S. midterm elections in November. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.